This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I just, I'm looking ahead at the schedule. I didn't realize this. You see who the Rams are playing this week?
I'm sure I have, but remind me.
This is a real test for the Desk of Doom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they playing like the Texans?
Are they playing the Lions?
Playing the Jaguars.
This is a real task. A test for the Desk of Doom.
They're 13-point favorites in this game.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big test.
I would say yes, it is a big test. But
even if.
If.
I mean.
If it happens.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, even if the Rams win, the point is to do as much damage as possible
this
the rest
true.
Of the way.
I mean, the Desk of Doom has done some pretty good work.
I mean, it's 7-1 to go to 7-4. And for people who don't know, it's an effort to give the Lions the best draft pick possible to try and jinx the Rams. And it's had some success. It's had some success.
If success, you mean by?
Worked every time?
Yes. Then yes.
Yep, it sure has. All right, Gator, question for you.
All right.
Out of everything that Dan Campbell has done, what has made you raise your eyebrow the most? And neither you nor I are in the he's got to go camp. In fact, the reality is his job is not in jeopardy. They're not making a change. This is, you know, fans feel like they've seen enough, and I get it. But there's really, I don't see any scenario, and there's no rumblings. There's nothing like that out there. There's no behind-the-scenes stuff.
No, because, look, number one thing he's done is kept this team together.
Yep.
This team has not quit, and that means something for a team that's 0-10-1. He's not going to be calling plays next year. But he's calling him now. So what's raised my eyebrow the most?
Yeah. Out of all the play calls or the decisions or the back-to-back timeouts and everything that's happened.
I think it may have been 3rd and 32 from your own 49-yard line,
mm-hmm.
and you handed it off.
Well,
when really you're close to field goal. You don't need to get 32 yards, but if you get 15, you're in field goal range.
Yep.
That, to me, might have been the most – but it's recency bias, too, because it just happened.
Yep.
But that's the one that stands out to me right now.
For me, it's his insistence on calling plays. It doesn't make sense to me. Additionally, I feel like he's kind of set himself up for failure. Now, maybe you don't know when you take over – that you're going to have Tim Boyle for one of those games and that your quarterback is going to be banged up and that you're going to play two of the three games outdoors in snowy, windy conditions.
Right.
But he has taken over the offense at literally the worst time to do so. Literally the worst time to do so. It's like he has set himself up for failure. And I said to Kang this morning, I want to know the rest of the story. I feel like there's more to this story. There's something that just doesn't add up about this.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me feels that way also. I don't know if it's just that you get to a point this season, you recognize how awful this season is going to be and all the injuries you've gone through, and you know that it's going to be a tough road,
mm-hmm.
and that he sees this as an opportunity to get some experience in calling plays in case it ever has to happen. That I think that's part of it. I think the bigger part of it is that he just simply wants to be able to have communication with his quarterback prior to every play. And I'm not sure why he wants to do that at this point.
But he definitely wants to.
It is a little perplexing. It's eyebrow raising. It's head scratching. It's all that. And, you know, who's going to call plays next year? Because it's sure not going to be Anthony Lynn.
Well, I feel like they're destined to be a new offensive coordinator.
Right. So is it going to be a new offensive coordinator brand new to this franchise, or are they going to promote from within? If they're going to promote from within, like a Deuce Staley, for instance,
yeah.
then why isn't Deuce Staley calling plays?
Antoine Randall-El, Mark Brunell, anyone right. else but Dan Campbell at this point. And you guys brought up the top two for me. The third and long, I can't believe it still. And Doug, I was also thinking, or is it the fact that this guy will not give up play calling duties, and all he's doing is hurting himself? He doesn't even need to do this.
No.
We would have never known that he would run a draw in third and 32, right? If he didn't take over the play calling duties. And you're right, Doug. He put himself in a horrible position. There's no talent on the offensive side really to speak of. He hasn't done any better than what Anthony Lynn was doing.
They've done worse.
And I'm going to give the edge to the insistence on to continue calling plays, because this is starting to wander into Matt Patricia area here. And that's being stubborn. And I think a lot of times we're upset at Matt Patricia because it was always, we're doing the right things. You know, this is the way I'm a good defensive, you know, coordinator, caller, coach, whatever.
From that standpoint.
Yes, exactly. From that standpoint. And he would never budge. In the beginning, Campbell would admit, and he has admitted also that some of the play calling.
Oh, he's admitted
bad.
There's three plays so far, at least that he's admitted to. He said the other day there were three plays that stand out to him that he'd like to have back. He also said that this isn't about his ego. And normally I would call BS on that if somebody else said it. I believe him when he says it. This is an interesting guy. And I think this is just his way of really stepping into the deeper waters of being a head coach, because he didn't have the experience of it before, or even with being a coordinator before. Is it the right thing to do at the NFL level? Probably not, admittedly. And yet, for this season, I can sort of...
But Gator,
not give it a bye, because I'm not looking at this and going, oh, do whatever you want to do, because I'm getting upset each and every week now of some stuff that's going on.
But he's trying to win games, because they do not want to go winless. So it's not just an experiment or gain experience. He really wants to win a game, and he's doing everything he can to, right? I think one of the biggest, Doug, you're big on life lessons, right, with your kids?
Yes.
One of the biggest life lessons.
They hate it. Dad, everything doesn't have to be a life
Which
lesson.
I kind of agree with him on that sometimes. But
yeah. You
biggest,
just wait,
yeah, I was
new
just
dad.
Say.
You just wait, new dad.
Well, this is a life lesson is, I think it's really, really important to know what you don't know.
Yep.
Okay? That's one of the biggest steps is know what you don't know. Listen to the experts. Listen to someone who knows better. Dan Campbell, you don't know offensive play calling. You don't.
No, he doesn't. But you know what he wants to do? He wants to know. And this is the way to learn.
But we go back to the fact that he's trying to win games. The two can't coexist. So he's got to step back, go into all the offensive meetings, give your input, and then let Anthony Lynn or somebody else call the plays. Because guess what? You're also taking away from the rest of the football team. There's articles right now and columns and tweets I'm reading about how Campbell's got a play sheet in one hand and he's got a walkie-talkie in the other, because he's all over the place right now trying to be everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't need to be, man.
I said it last week. Dan Campbell, the offensive coordinator, is undermining Dan Campbell, the head coach.
I agree with you.
And he basically said earlier this week he plans on calling plays for the foreseeable future. And maybe there'll be some dividend paid, and maybe there will be that rest of the story. Maybe there will be something that comes out that makes you go, oh. Because oftentimes that is. I'll give you an example, and this is dating back forever. But I was covering Michigan football late in the game. Michigan had Tyrone Wheatley and Tamunga Biakabatuke. And Wheatley was a beast. He was a big, strong back. They had a third and one. They didn't get it. Fourth and one. They handed off to Biaka Batuka. And the whole world was like, you've got a power back in Wheatley. Why didn't you give it to Wheatley? Including me, screaming from mountaintops. This makes no sense. Biaka Batuka's a good back. But on a short yardage situation, you have to give the ball to Tyrone Wheatley. And I called up somebody in the building and said, what the hell? And the response I got was, well, did you see Wheatley? And I said, no. He was throwing up on the sideline at the time. And I'm like,
he was that upset?
No, the point being, sometimes right. when you don't understand what the hell's going on, there's a reason, and that was a million years ago, right? But the point, I feel like we're going to hear something else. Because in the meantime, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No, I hear you. I'm not condoning, or I don't even want to see Dan Campbell call plays the rest of the way. I really don't. I'm curious as hell why it was taken away from Anthony Lynn in the first place, but more so, why hasn't it been given back to Anthony Lynn?
Yep.
Why is Dan Campbell still doing this? Now, I think it would be really hard to turn things over to, say, Deuce Staley or one of the other position coaches and let them call plays at this point.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I already feel like he's completely neutered Anthony Lynn, but, I mean, at this point, if you do that, you've really neutered Anthony Lynn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I think either keep doing it or you give the play calling duties back to Lynn. I wish you'd give them back to Anthony Lynn. Now that the team is starting to get healthier again, you got your offensive line. Although I don't know did Sewell practice yesterday or not because he's got an illness.
He's not likely going to be a play caller long term as a Lions coach. So focus on right. We all agree, first year coach, there is going to be a learning curve. There's going to be a learning curve at Notre Dame with Marcus Freeman, right? There's always a learning curve because you are now, you're the guy calling the shots.
But, I mean, instances where I love your statement that the offensive coordinator is undermining the head coach. When you're doing both, unless you've done it forever and it's just second nature to you, think of how distracted you are. You got all these things you got to think about because you're trying to call the next play, and yet you also still have to be a head coach and go, am I supposed to challenge this or am I supposed to do that?
There's guys who do it, but...
Yeah, but they've done it forever.
I want Dan Campbell to be the best head coach Dan Campbell can be. Don't distract yourself from that as you try to mature, as you try to get better as a head coach. You're making it harder than it needs to be by also being the offensive coordinator. And on top of that, there's no premium on these games. I mean, we all want you to win, but it's not like a lost Sunday is going to cost you a playoff berth.
Right.
So focus on being a head coach. And look, we are not a pull the plug on Dan Campbell's show yet. It's year one of a six-year contract. That probably means he's probably going to get 2 years. And if after 2 years it's an absolute disaster, then it might get revisited, but for now.
I've got a question about Dan Campbell for you.
Well, I look forward to it. 248-539-9797. We'll get to that today, coming up in the noon hour, but let's get to some phone calls. Open lines, we go to Paul in Garden City. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, right, thanks.
Listen, we all know the Lions, obviously. The question is, this upcoming draft, do they draft a quarterback at all with any of their picks? Because anything could be is better probably than their Moses Blau and the other guy. But anyway, my son, he made his first start for Air Force against Nevada a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And their quarterback was that Carson Strong character. And the announcers were saying that he was going to be drafted high or could be like the first quarterback drafted from this year's draft.
I don't know if he'll be the first quarterback taken, but he will be taken most likely pretty high.
That was my question. My son did well in the first half because we all know Air Force, they literally heat up a whole quarter with the run game. But I did well the first half, and the second, he got torched because Nevada had to come back from behind, and he made some beautiful passes.
He's considered an NFL prospect. He could be on their radar. Could they take a quarterback? Sure. They have an extra draft pick. I mean, if the Lions are smart, and historically that's been questionable, but I hope this regime has a full comprehension of every quarterback that's available this year, every quarterback that will be available next year, and every quarterback that is going to be available via free agency or trade in the next 2 years, and identify out of all those guys – your order of preference, whether it be we think this guy might be available in the trade market, this guy's contract is up,
yep,
this guy will come out next year or this year. And because this is not a one-year project, so you could take maybe a Malik Willis at Liberty and season him for a year, which intrigues me a little bit.
But where do you take him?
Well, you would take him.
You'd likely have to take him with your second first-round pick.
Which, okay, so be it. They have extra capital, and okay, bonus pick. Use it on a quarterback. Hey, Kenny Pickett, if he's on the board. Carson Strong seems to be trending towards being a second or third-round pick, but it's a valid question.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.